So anyway, we have not only the oil people in the Big Cypress, we have the hunters. And we have the hunters in the Big Cypress all over everywhere. However, they are not supposed to shoot the panther. But the panther, which is very limited, you've been reading a lot about the panther, of course, recently. Officially, there are only about 20 left. There are more than that. But still, there are very few. And the Florida Fish and Game Commission got some money from the oil people and the federal government. The Fish and Game Commission is a semi-autonomous body related to the Constitution, a very old one. So it cannot be controlled by the governor and cabinet. It's almost something of its own. And they got this idea that they want to study the panther. So they got a large sum of money, and what they did to study the panther was to import a man and a team of dogs from Texas, where they've been killing what panther they have there because it's been eating the deer, the sheep, or whatever it is they eat in Texas. They brought the man and his dogs over here. They chased the panther up a tree, and then they shoot him at a distance of 12 feet or so, with a dart. It's anesthetic. The panther is tranquilized, and he falls. Lucky if he falls into a net. If there's no net, or if the net stretches, then he crashes to the ground, and panthers have been known to break bones in that fall. So then they put a collar on them and that have batteries and beepers, and they let the panther go. Then once a week, for a week every month, a helicopter goes up over the Big Cypress, and it's got something that records the beep. So they can hear the beeps on the panther, and they say, oh yes, number 10 panther is down there behind that clump of trees. That's how they learn about panther. What they learn about panther, I can't imagine, beyond where they may be at the moment. This is supposed to be very important. But in the process, they were shooting a panther at 12 feet. Now, when you go and get a hypodermic from a doctor, he doesn't stand 12 feet off and shoot at you. You know, he very carefully tries to find a vein and put it in, and you know, that has to be done with care. But they just shoot him. So a panther, now there's a differing story. And they're either shooting at one panther and hit another, which I don't think is the best shooting I've ever heard of, at 12 feet, or that panther was struck in an artery, not a vein. How at 12 feet can you distinguish between a panther's arteries and his veins? I don't know. Also, they say it was an overdose, or they say the panther was allergic. Well, whatever it was, the panther died. Now then, I am perfectly certain that two other panthers have been killed. One with a collar on it, and one disappeared, and eventually the beeping stopped, and they found the panther with the collar on it drowned. Now, I bet you the collar had something to do with it. But of course, the Fish and Game say, oh, no, no, that didn't have anything to do with us. The panther had a collar on it. Why it's important to study panther with collars, I cannot understand. What I mean is, a panther with a collar isn't the same thing as a panther without a collar. It is a less wild, natural animal, and they have no idea yet whether the collar interferes with the breeding relationships. Why not? These are very sensitive animals. And certainly all this tramping around with dogs, and incidentally, in the process of chasing the panther with a pack of dogs that are silent, they flush bobcats. Now, the bobcat will not tree the way a panther will. It turns and fights the poor little thing. It's a smaller animal than the panther, but a more fighting character. It fights and five dogs can kill it immediately. So for just about every panther they've treed, they've killed at least one bobcat. And then the man gives the dead bobcats to the dogs to eat. How do you like that? I don't. Anyway, this is the situation that's been going on. And I've been in correspondence with Colonel Bratley of the Fish and Game Commission. Of course, you know what he thinks of me. I'm one of these horrible old women in tennis shoes, you know, who get hysterical about something that's none of my business. This is masculine business, you know. Women can't intrude on this. This is hunting. This is the immemorial privilege of the male, which was supplied the female with food, as indeed it did all those centuries. But thank goodness you don't have to depend on your husband to go out and shoot a deer to get his dinner anymore. So that I am supposed to be a perfectly silly old woman objecting to this panther thing. But it's been killing off the panthers, and I don't like it. So thank goodness it stopped until January. And now Senator Neal of Bradenton, a very nice man, who seems to see what I'm talking about the panther coloring and all, has just offered a bill which passed the Senate committee unanimously last week and will go before the senator, has gone already this week, to set up a committee really to study the whole panther situation. And I hope that it will not, in fact, if they put that committee under Colonel Brantley of the Fish and Wildlife, I am simply going to explode. And I'm going to go up and shoot them, every one of them, because they have no business to do that. We've got to have an objective committee to study the panther. We've got to have people who know panther, not just the Fish and Game. I'm really declaring war on the Fish and Game Commission, holding my breath till we see. I don't know whether the governor appoints that committee. I think he does. But I've got to find out if it's under the control of the Fish and Game Commission, in which case we've got to begin the process all over again and do something different.